It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots start going out to voters today for November's election. One statewide initiative would change how the state spends some money. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Amendment 78 deals with what are called custodial funds. It's money that comes to the state from an outside source with guidelines about how it must be spent. For instance, the recent giant settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. Current law allows the part of government that gets the money to decide exactly how to spend it. In the opioid settlement case, it's the Attorney General's office. Voting yes on Amendment 78 would put money like that under the control of the legislature. Backers say it would bring more accountability and transparency. Opponents say it could make the process more political, lead to unintended consequences, and make it harder to spend emergency funding during a crisis. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver's ballot has 13 measures to consider. Two of those deal with housing issues. Denverite's Desiree Mathurin has more.
Denver voters will be asked to modify the city's urban camping ban, a hot topic issue that's had activists and city officials at odds. Ballot Measure 303 would require Denver to respond to homeless encampments quicker and allow residents to sue the city if they're not cleared in a certain amount of time. In another housing initiative, voters will decide whether to repeal a group living amendment. Currently, 5 unrelated adults can live together in a single home. Repealing the law would decrease the number to 2 people. I'm Desiree Mathurin, Denverite.
You'll find a voter's guide to this fall's election at CPR.org. A former Amazon employee in Colorado Springs is suing the company, alleging it does not pay workers for mandatory COVID-19 screenings that can last up to an hour. That may be a violation of state labor law, which requires workers to be paid whenever they are required to be on duty. The proposed class action suit could grow to include more than 10,000 people at 5 Amazon sites in Colorado. It's cloudy along the Front Range today with rain in the forecast for much of the state this weekend. This is CPR News.